working with conductors. Conductors so often seem to approach musicians as though one of the two balances of power must be determined immediately. Singers are either ants to be crushed by a heavy foot, or they're circus animals to be tamed with flattering words and a chair if necessary. There are two ways of exerting one's strength. One is pushing down, the other is pulling up. That was a quote from Booker T. Washington. Most conductors I have sung with have chose one approach or the other. A little bit of personal acceptance goes a long way when a singer stands in front of a conductor, especially if it's also in front of an orchestra. Certain gestures affect our sound in specific ways. We tend to take on larger bodily characteristics of the conductor, which can have very positive or negative effects on the physical functioning of our voices. We draw quite a bit of vocal color from the emotional connection the conductor has with the music, as well as from how well he communicates his musical passion to us. The conductor who achieved the most consistent musical results are the ones who tend to help everyone in the room do their best, mixing humor and kindness with diligence. They must be able to focus on other musicians without any distractions or worries from their own ego. It doesn't take much time to help musicians find a comfortable space. If the conductor is secure enough to spend a few moments considering the human beings in front of him or her, he will instantly put the musicians at ease. This is time well spent and will greatly improve the efficiency of rehearsal as well as commitment level to the musicians during the final performance. I have always felt that the best conductor was pushing me because I was capable of more, not because of what I had offered was inadequate. The question of perspective is one I try to remember every day in my teaching and playing. During concerts, I do some of my most expressive, detailed singing because I'm not afraid. The experience of working with those particular band leaders changed the way I approach all music. Positive experiences with band leaders and conductors have been all based in mutual respect. They understand that as a person, I need warmth and acceptance from them to make my freest, most beautiful sounds. The two sides must accept each other, i.e. band leader and side person or conductor and orchestra, and agree to put the music first because it is bigger than any one of us individually.